Welcome to episode 53 of Comics and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Lumpy.
And this is the review show that reviews comics chronologically, kind of. I think that's how it went.
Yeah, that's how it went.
Okay.
Kind of how it went.
Kind of? Not really?
Sort of.
Oh, okay.
No, short is a different one. Short is a different one.
Yeah, that is a different one. That's the anime podcast that I do. Every podcast has a different tagline. I did it specifically that way. Anyway, we're finally back for another season of Batman.
And did you miss us? I don't know if we gave you enough time to miss us, but did you miss us?
Well, apparently we recorded like six off episodes this time around because you guys kept canceling on me.
We're busy. We're very busy.
Sure.
Some of us have lives.
Lives. Sure you do.
Jobs.
We don't hear any cats at Lumpy's house right now, so maybe he got rid of a bunch of cats. That's what took him. You know, that's why he had to bail.
I am down to four. One is being picked up tomorrow. I have one on my lap right now.
It's quiet anyway.
Sleeping on my lap.
Anyway, we're going into Detective Comics number 60 here. Are you done?
No, not. Apparently
we're not. Apparently we're going to hack up before you can
start.
Yes. Because you kind of just blocked out my entire sentence there.
I was just letting you know I was still here.
Oh, so, okay.
Just making sure you're aware.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to try that again. We're going into Detective Comics number 60 here. It was released in February 1942. It is 13 pages long. It was written by Jack Schiff. Well, it's not written by Bob Kane, or no, Bill Finger, who usually writes them. That's interesting. So it was written by Jack Schiff.
I didn't know that. That's very interesting, actually.
Yeah, weird. Anyway, I got thrown off by that.
Yeah, and honestly, I didn't even know. It kind of threw me off, too.
It was penciled by Bob Kane. It was inked by Jerry Robinson and George Russo's, edited by Whitney Elsewhere. The cover was done, the executive editor of the cover, apparently, was Whitney Elsewhere, and the cover artists were Jerry Robinson and Fred Way. And this first story is called Case of the Costume-Clad Killers. All right. Before we continue, and I've been editing the first episode because, you know, we record a lot of these in advance. And in the first episode, we brought up Popeye. And so I was capturing screenshots for the YouTube version of this. So I went and clicked on the first episode of Popeye the Sailor Man. And did you know he shared his first episode with Betty Boop?
No, I did not. What, was he on her show? I mean, on her in
no,
her comic?
It was Popeye and Betty Boop.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought that was weird. So, I don't know. I just wanted to bring that up.
I kind of feel like their comics ran together for a while. For some reason in my head, I feel like they kind of went hand in hand to me. I don't know why. I have no reason to. You know, I don't have any other info other than I'm like, yeah, it makes sense to me when you say it.
I'm sure they were made by the same company and there was like a shared universe or whatever, but yeah, I just wanted to throw that fact out there. Another fact about this comic in particular, this is the debut of a hero named Airwave. He's a different detective in this thing. Okay. And I only bring him up because it's noted in like notable appearances.
Really?
Yeah, like he says this is the issue he appeared in. And so I read up on a little bit on him, and apparently he's like uses radio waves to connect into police radios and does a lot of detective work with electrical gadgets and stuff. But apparently he's killed at one point. And his wife actually takes over the mantle of Airwave to get revenge and then just stops being Airwave.
That's weird.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's one of the first ones that I've seen that gets murdered and just disappears.
It goes to the theme of what we're getting into.
Well, it also, apparently, he died because his electrical equipment malfunctioned or something, and it got him killed. So it's like if Batman fell to his death because his grappling hook broke or something.
But that comic's no longer, they don't print that anymore.
Airwave? No. He was a backup issue in Detective Comics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and this particular one is his debut. I didn't even know about him until this night. I only even brought him up because I saw it in the notations down on the, you know, the page that tells you all the information of the comic.
Like I said, it's kind of funny because it goes along with this story.
This one?
Isn't it this one?
Oh, I guess I get what you're saying. I thought I was... Yeah, you're right. But apparently the Airwave Case of the Missing Evidence is the name of the story. This one was reprinted in the Detective Comics 80 Years of Batman, the deluxe edition, so...
What, like this one was... See, that's not what I have, by the way. That's not the title I have for this comic.
What?
This comic I have is Case of the Custom Clad Killers.
Yeah, no, that's the Airwaves.
Oh, yeah, he's talking about Airwave, the other...
Yeah, the Airwave got his story was printed in like the 80 years of Celebrating Batman comic.
Really?
Yeah, well, actually, Detective Comics 80 Years of Batman. So I guess it's a Detective Comics 80
years. Was he ever in a Batman comic?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
He's probably, like, I don't know when they stopped doing backup stories with other detectives in Detective Comics.
Right.
But he's probably in here for a while. Yeah. Like, we still have Bart Regan, Spy, and this Cliff Crosby, the Crimson Avenger, Larry Steele, and good old Slam Bradley is still at the
end. Slam Bradley's still floating around, huh?
Yeah, he's still at the lair. He's still the closer. Still closing Detective Comics. Yeah.
Wow. Even as popular as Batman got, he's still closing, huh? That's crazy.
Yeah, I guess. All right.
I mean, he goes on for quite a while, I thought you said, Slam Bradley.
I don't know how long he goes.
I thought we talked about it in the past, and his comic stays for quite a while.
It might
have. I think I got him mixed up with someone else.
Well, it's already been a while. We're at 60 issues, and he's been in since the first one.
That's true. It's true.
I think I got him mixed up with somebody else, because somebody got taken out that I thought was going to be a big deal.
Yeah, who was it?
I can't remember who it was.
Oh, right. We talked about it, didn't we?
We did. We did, and I can't remember his name right now.
No, I don't remember. That was like 2 months ago now.
It was.
Or 2 years ago.
That's possible, too. Yeah.
Very.
All right. I guess we should go into the comic proper, huh?
Yes.
I mean, we didn't even get to the cover yet, so.
All right. So what's on the cover, then?
Two Dick Tracy villains. Dick Tracy and some other guy getting punched by Batman, it looks like. With Robin crawling around on the ground, grabbing his jacket.
You know what's funny? The guy in the yellow jacket who's run away does look like that big forehead villain from Dick Tracy.
He does. They reminded me of the Dick Tracy people. I wasn't sure. You know, I don't know exactly who they look like, but they did look like people from Dick Tracy.
Yeah, but do you remember that big forehead guy from the movie?
Yeah.
That's who he reminds me of.
Yeah, and I can't think of his name. I definitely see it. I know it.
Yeah.
Anyway, comic's still 10 cents, so that's something.
And it's no Canada price. I don't know what happened to Canada.
You say that every issue. There hasn't been a Canada price in like 4 issues now.
I know. At least 4. No, it's more than 4, I think. I think it's like 10.
And I'm looking for my Canada Superman price. Publication.
Does it always say Superman publication?
We had this conversation too.
It's been a long time.
It only started saying that recently.
Yeah, it's only been recently.
Well, it's been a long time since we did a Batman comic. I'm out of
touch here.
That's true, and it has been a while. Well, that's not true. You made us do Batman Spawn.
Yeah, that one wasn't that good either.
Are you counting that as a Batman comic?
Well, it did say Batman. It was published by DC.
It's true.
So, the other one wouldn't be Batman. The Spawn Batman created by Image wouldn't have been. Anyway, moving on. So, I'm guessing you guys are reading from, like, the trades and stuff?
Yeah. Yes.
Because on my second page, I got a page of ads telling me to pick my own prize.
I like the ads.
I know. I wish I had them in mine.
Yeah, me too.
You could pick a mandolin.
For what? You gotta, like, sell stuff or something?
No, it's like a guitar, a mandolin. Oh, I know.
What are you getting a prize for?
These prizes are given to, just said, 80 packets of easy-selling garden spot seeds.
So you got... Wait. Why are the kids have garden seeds?
In this little circle up in the top left, it shows like a picture of a family. So two adults and two kids. So maybe the family is. Hold on. It says, I'll read you the thing. These prizes are given to you. Just send 4 80 packets of easy selling garden spot seeds, which you can easily and quickly sell to your friends and neighbors for 10 cents each.
Oh, so you're going to buy 80 packets, they're going to give you a prize, and then you are responsible to make your own money back and sell them to
people. We're not done yet.
Okay.
Return the what does that say? $5 collected, and select your prize in accordance to our offers.
Oh, so you get it, you sell it, you give the $5 back, and then you get a you're buying a prize for $5.
And it says, send no money, we trust you.
Oh, so they're going to send you the seeds. You got to go sell them to all your friends and neighbors who don't want your stupid seeds. And then you got to send the $5 back and get your prize.
Yes.
How many kids got that thing and sold the seeds and kept the $5? $5 is a lot of money back then.
Yeah, I don't know.
So wait, what were the prizes you could get for your $5?
You could get one of two mandolins, a real live canary. I don't know how they sell you the canary.
Those things are so weird,
they do this a lot. No, it's not the first time they send live animals.
A typewriter? Let's see.
For $5, you might take the typewriter back then, because you could have made a lot more selling that typewriter.
A lady's rich wristwatch. A radio.
I mean, they're decent prizes.
A 22-piece table set.
For $5.
A camera. A beautiful dinner set. A crinkled bedspread. pots and pans.
That's crazy.
A basketball. A violin.
We don't do this stuff anymore.
A violin.
I want to sell seeds and get prizes.
And a complete fishing outfit.
Wow.
Yeah. It gives you a... You can mail in for a free pin as well. That has an American flag on it.
Huh. I like all that stuff.
Yeah. So, that was your page of ads. Yeah. I guess that's it.
We're speechless. We're speechless.
Yeah. I'm more upset that they don't do it anymore. That's kind of my... My wheels are turning on what kind of thing I could scheme to... get people to send me $5 for this live canary.
Yeah.
And where can I get live canaries for under $2 a piece?
Yeah, and then ship them.
Right. For free. I need free shipping.
Free shipping. Right. You can drive around and drop them off at people's houses. You do that.
That's true. That would be the free shipping. local pickup only.
I guess we should jump into the comic proper, huh?
I guess so. It's 11 o'clock, so, and we started at 8, so.
So we go into...
I'm already sleeping.
We go into a Don Cannon opening spread cover with Napoleon Joker, giant Napoleon Joker, over a top of Batman and Robin beating up some people.
I wish we had a giant Joker. But not that one you made us read, where you wanted to eat the Chinese people.
No.
Not that one.
No. Take it back. You don't want a giant Joker.
No, you're right.
Take it back.
Anyway, we open up at U.S. Armory, where new guards are coming in. But oh no, they're not new guards. They're fake guards. And they go in and they steal stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's about it for that.
Yep, that's exactly
it's
it.
It's two panels. It's 2.5 panels, that's what it is.
Yeah. And then, cops show up at a bank, and the teller is like, we didn't call for any help or robbery, and the cops say, this is a robbery, and then the cops rob the bank.
Now, see, what I thought happened here was, the cops got there, and then the guys beat them up and took their suits and then went in. Because I don't know what's going on here.
Nope. They showed up.
Oh, okay. You know what it is? That guy who looks like a cop who gets hit with a gun is the guard from the bank.
Yeah, that's he's why, just a security guard.
Yeah.
And they do beat him up.
Yeah.
All right. So then a fire engine shows up to a fire and they start putting out the fire. But I don't get this, what happens here.
I'm pretty sure that it's a rug warehouse that's on fire, and they steal the expensive rugs.
Yep. So and let the place burn to the ground after they steal all the expensive ones.
So the firemen show up, don't put out the fire, and then steal some rugs.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. It doesn't make no sense, but okay. And so they run away. The next day, who are these people? I'm sorry. Because if you look at the first panel of Bruce in the background, Robin looks like a girl.
Well, the funny part is you couldn't figure it out, and they're dressed in blue and yellow, just like the costumes.
Well, it looks like he's dressed as a woman.
It does look like
me. I can see it.
No? He looks like when Pee-wee Herman dressed as a girl in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. That's what he looks like.
It doesn't matter. So these crimes are happening, and Bruce is reading in the newspaper. And apparently Bruce and Dick just got back from another vacation.
Or are they just getting back, or are they on vacation? Because it says nothing like action to take the edge off a vacation.
No, because it says returning from a brief vacation, Bruce Wayne okay. and Robin. So apparently they took another vacation, but this time they didn't take their suits, unless they're returning from one of those earlier adventures.
I bet it is. Because I don't think they take vacations. I think they just go to other states and be Batman and Robin. That's their vacation.
You know what? Now that I think about it, that might be the case. This might be from an earlier timeline, because this does not follow canon from the last Joker one that we read.
Well, in the next, I don't know if you want a spoiler, because I'm going two panels ahead, but is this the first time we saw the bat signal?
I was waiting. I wanted to ask the same question.
I think it is, because this is the first real issue we got where they were cool with the police.
Oh, right.
Because, you know, they were cool with the police, and then Batman got framed by the Penguin for two issues. So this is the first one. So I don't know if it's the first time we've seen the bat signal, but it's definitely, this is the first time the police have used it.
Well, they act like they don't know what it is, too. Yes, they're calling the Batman. Like, they don't even know. That's coming from a searchlight on the roof of police headquarters. Like, they're explaining it to you.
Yeah, I think this is the first time we've seen that.
Well, I guess so. But they don't go to the police headquarters or anything.
No, they know where the crime's happening, apparently.
Because they're psychic.
So, wait, they don't go to the headquarters? Or they do? Because
they do. They go to Commissioner Gordon's.
Yes.
Okay, they go to his office. Okay. I'm just used to Batman showing up on a roof.
Right. True.
So, apparently, they get dressed, they go to Commissioner Gordon, says, it's the Joker, he left a calling card. And a Joker gave away his scheme again, because apparently he's going to impersonate mailmen.
That's his next place, he's gonna go impersonate mailmen.
Yep. And there he is. He's a mailman, threatening some guy.
He didn't even try to, like, fake that he was a mailman, man. Now he's the Joker dressed like a mailman.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's his clown face in a mailman's uniform.
Now, I have delivered mail in the past, just so you know. And it says, Batman does know something here, because he says, look how fresh these men are. It's the end of the day, and they're not tired in the least. There's never been a mailman at the end of the day that's not tired, just so you know.
You feel vindicated by Batman?
Yeah, Batman knows his crap, I'll tell you that right now.
Anyway, Batman goes over and punches Joker in the face, and then Robin punches some goons. There's a big fight in the mailroom. Robin jumps on, what is that thing, Uncle Chris?
I never seen one of them before in my life. I don't know if the 40s had different mail stuff.
I'm just guessing it's a mail. They're calling it a mail truck, but I'm guessing it's like a
like for big warehouses or something, like a cart.
Yeah, or maybe they used to use the train cars, because it's saying that it's a hand switch.
Oh, like a pump action train car kind of thing. Oh,
anyway, so Joker runs away, jumps into a car. So Batman and Robin get in the Batmobile and chase him. But Joker swerves in front of some kids and makes Batman and Robin stop so they don't hit a bunch of kids.
Right. He says he has special tires too. That's why the attacks and stuff didn't work. The glass.
Anyway, I don't know who they're impersonating now.
Let's see.
It doesn't say. It says
Coast Guard. The Coast Guard, right?
The Coast Guard.
Yeah.
No, not the Coast Guard. That's later. That's the next panel.
Oh, elevator operator.
Oh, that's right. That doesn't make any sense.
Why? You could steal stuff on an elevator if you wanted to.
Maybe one time.
That's all they need. They want to dress like the elevator guy, rob the people in the elevator, and run away.
They rob that one old lady and then run away with her purse.
It seems like a lot of work. Why didn't they just run on the elevator and steal the stuff? They didn't really need to dress like the elevator operator.
Right.
You know the worst part is? I never even caught that. Like, when I read this, I guess I looked past that.
I caught it and then forgot about it. I skipped right over it, and that's one of the best ones. They dress like elevator operators for no reason at all.
Damn, I can't believe I missed that one.
Anyway, the Joker's celebrating, but Batman has a plan. He knows that the Joker loves jewels, so... Yeah,
the diamond, he can't... You can put a diamond on anything, and Joker's gonna find a way to get to it, because he can't help himself. He's like a diamond addict.
Yeah, so there's a famous Brody Diamond. So this is where the Joker and his crew dress up like the Coast Guard.
This is the Coast Guard, yeah.
And they're like, Joker pulls up next to the boat and says, "Hey, we're here to help guard the Brody Diamond." And then Batman and Robin swing out, and there's another big fight.
Yeah.
And then, but we get Robin knockout number, hold on, 17. And then Joker just throws him overboard, and Batman thinks he's dead.
And Batman just kind of gives up as we get along here, too. But yeah, Joker's sick. He just chucks him off the side of the boat. He don't care about nothing.
And Batman is furious because he did not get a chance to kill Robin himself.
Right. He makes it, and he's like giving up. He's like, "My whole life, all I wanted to do was kill that little brat, and now he's dead. And now I got no reason to live." That's what he says.
"I have no purpose in life now."
But they do knock him out, so we got Batman knockout number 28. But you would think, I don't know why Batman was like thinking he's dead. He knows his own superpower, right?
Cold water.
Yeah.
Cold water.
But I don't know, it didn't revive him all the way this time. Like, he laid there for a little while. He's feeling weak, he's drowning, and somehow he gets enough strength to get on the back of that boat.
Robin does. Yeah. Well, he did get hit in the back of the head by Joker. You know how strong the Joker is.
The Joker didn't even wait a second. He whapped him and then threw him off the boat.
There was no hesitation by the Joker there. That's right. Anyway, so Batman's knocked out and tied up and dangled over on like a ship hook. I don't know what those things are called.
Ship hook sounds good. I like that, ship hook. That makes sense.
Yeah, basically. They do call it something, but...
Ship hook.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. But I guess they're gonna kill Batman now, because I guess they're gonna kill him by dropping him in water too. But
the one guy wants to take him to Charlie's and dress him up to kill him. What the hell, what does that mean? They want to dress him up to kill? What does that mean?
I think dress him up means like work him over.
Dress him up to kill. Yeah. And then Joker says, "No, let's kill him here."
Yeah. I think it's a 40s saying, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, except the Joker doesn't want to kill him here.
Uh-oh. Why'd it get so quiet?
I don't know why.
Because I didn't want to cough in your ear again. Joker doesn't really want to kill him here. He wants to tie him up here and then let him die while the Joker leaves and assumes that Batman dies.
And Joker says, "I hate to say it, but I don't know what he's talking about." But I do like that he
used that. Wait. Did the Joker say "I hate to say it," or did you say "I hate to say it"?
No, Joker said "I hate to say it." Apparently, I say it too much. CJ has pointed this out to me, by the way. But the Joker says it in this last panel with the ship hook. You say it?
What does he say? "I hate to say it"?
Yeah, I don't know what he said. He said, "When the burning rope fuse reaches the rope, well, I hate to say it." That's what he says.
Oh, well, he's just being smarmy. You know, yeah. "Well, I hate to say it, you're going to die here."
Yeah, well, I created that saying, so Joker took it, so.
Oh, yeah, Joker took it. It's 30 years before you were born. Anyway, so they're going to let the Batman fall, and Robin's hiding out in the back of the boat, and just let Batman fall into the water.
And Robin doesn't know that Batman even thinks he's dead, I don't think. Robin just acts like, "Oh, it's no big deal."
Yeah.
Well, Robin is smarter than Batman, maybe, because Robin's like, "Well, Batman knows I fell in cold water, so he knows I'm not going to die."
Right. That's possible. I don't think Batman would be able to do anything without Robin at this point, so.
Right.
So Batman, the rope breaks. Why didn't they just cut the rope?
Who?
Well, Batman? That's what I was saying.
No, Joker. Why did they set the rope on fire instead of just cutting the rope?
They always do this crap. They always want to make it, like, tick down, like it's going to take a while.
That's what I was getting at. The Joker said he wants to kill him here, but he doesn't. He actually wants to, like, tie him up and hope
and
that the rope burns through and he'll make it into the water. And then he'll drown. Like, it's
at
so
least,
prolonged.
But at least he didn't do what they usually do, set the rope on fire and then leave and go somewhere else.
But normally, when they do that trope in these superhero things, it's so that Batman can get out of it. But no, it just happens. And he sets the rope on fire and he falls into the water like he would
it. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it. Anyway, Batman falls in the water. He's all tied up, but he sees the propeller, so he uses the propellers to cut the rope, climbs back up.
Yeah. Was the propeller moving, or did he just run against the propeller for a while?
I had the same question, because I'm like, if the propeller was moving, Batman's dead. I don't care how strong he is.
He's getting sucked into that propeller.
Yes. If it's not moving, I guess he had to saw it off.
Right, I guess he just rubbed it back and forth until it. Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't tell me, and I don't feel like speculating about it.
Expeculating. That's a cool word. I like that word. Expeculating.
That's not That's what fun I said.
To say. That's fun to say. Expeculating.
He definitely said expeculating.
I think you just said it different.
Anyway, Batman swims ashore, right?
First he he swims to the surface.
So wait, then he gets to shore. Hold on. So Robin just rode all the way to shore with the Joker and followed him into the costume shop?
Yep. Nobody noticed.
Okay. I thought they were still on the ship when all this happens. I didn't realize he got on land and went to the costume shop.
Wait until you see what he does in the costume shop.
How do you know how to get to the costume shop?
Man, he followed the Joker.
Man, it's been too long since we tackled these. All the things that we used to brush over are now coming back full force.
Well, this is what you missed. First off, Robin followed the Joker to the costume shop. Batman was left behind, right?
Right, yes.
So Batman remembered that they said, let's take him to Charlie's. And he knew that Charlie's was a costume shop.
World's greatest detective.
It's the world's greatest detective. He says that. He says, they said Charlie. Said, little did they know I was listening or something.
Oh, that's why they wanted to dress them up. They wanted to dress them up in costume.
It says right here, dress me up to kill at Charlie's. Huh? That fool might as well have given me the address of the hideout.
Right. So they were going to dress them up in different costumes before they kill them.
Okay. But, I mean, why don't they take the mask off and see who they are first?
That's not the fun in that, though.
Well, all right. We'll get to it.
Alright, so Batman shows up the costume shop, and then Robin appears as Little Red Riding Hood.
Robin did not appear. Little Red Riding Hood appeared, and Robin doesn't have a mask on.
He does not have a mask on, you're right.
Yeah, so they can't tell because he's dressed as Little Red Riding Hood that it's Robin?
And that's not a Little Red Riding Hood outfit.
It's a Little Blue Riding Hood outfit.
Not even. Yeah. Little Red Riding Hood has a riding hood. It's like a cloak. That's a hat. That's a woman's hat.
Yeah, it looks like a woman's hat.
Apparently, it's a crappy costume shop.
So I want you guys to remember this about Robin not having a mask.
Okay.
For the next episode.
Oh, okay.
But in the next panel, he has his mask on.
Well, right. You can't take that hat off. Once he took that hat off, they would have knew who he was.
Wait,
he
had to put the mask on. Wait. Is he wearing a Red Riding Hood mask?
Oh, is that what's going on? He's got a mask on.
He's got a mask on over his mask.
He does, like Batman does when he dresses up like old men and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't.
Now after that, there's crazy crap going on in little tiny panels that you got to like really look at to see what's going on. Did you notice this?
Batman's shooting people.
Well, Joker is fighting, is like getting ready to fight stab Robin, but his shadow is Napoleon.
No. What he did is he took the sword from the Napoleon statue and threw it at Robin.
Okay, yes. Then Batman throws a devil at somebody?
Well, then Batman deflects the sword.
So these are mannequins with costumes on. That's what's going on?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, then that's Robin. Daredevil. As we get into the next page, I know I'm moving ahead, but then Robin says...
Daredevil doesn't exist for another 20 to 30 years.
This was his first appearance.
So then Robin starts talking like an American Indian.
Well, he's in front of an American Indian costume.
Yeah, but he's going, little paleface need help. So heap big Indian needs lends blanket. It's bad.
Well, he needed that Indian's blanket.
I guess that's how you had to talk to him? Is that the language he speaks?
He had to speak their language. He didn't understand otherwise.
In the 40s, they don't understand that. Okay, I see.
But after Robin takes his blanket and just throws it over a couple guys, Batman steals Robin Hood's bow and shoots people, it looks like, in the eye with arrows.
The one guy looks like it might be sticking out of his ear. I guess the costumes have real arrows and stuff, too?
I don't know, but they look like they're bent. I don't think they're real arrows. I think they're prop arrows.
Oh, okay, because they're bouncing off them and stuff. Yeah, one's bent.
That's why I didn't count it as a kill count.
Okay.
I was just going to say, so no kill count here.
Yeah, no, I didn't count it because they look bent and stuff. But then go ahead.
I like the Joker says, I'll smash your skull. That's real nice, Joker.
He says that as he throws a boomerang at Batman.
Yeah, but he's not smart enough to know that they come back because Batman just ducks and he gets hit.
And he gets hit in the face. And that's the end. Batman and Robin win, and Joker ends up in prison.
Well, you forgot the joke he tells. He says there's one more costume that the Joker's going to have to wear. And they put him in jail. He's got a striped outfit on. Yeah.
But like I was trying to say in the beginning, this doesn't follow continuity. They usually follow continuity with the Joker. But in the last Joker issue, in the last Batman issue, which was that cross-country one.
Yeah.
He ended up in jail at the end of that one.
Right.
Uh-oh.
And they never go into him coming out.
That's weird.
So this doesn't really follow continuity at all. So maybe, like I said earlier, this was like an earlier issue in the timeline or something like that.
Yeah, maybe it was, and they just saved it. Maybe it was a backup in case they didn't have anything.
Right. Or Detective Comics and Batman Comics are two different universes, one or the other.
Who knows? Because maybe back then only people were reading one or the other. They weren't reading both because it's a lot of money, 10 cents each.
Yeah, no. I don't know. Anyway, that was that one. That one was a lot crazier than I thought it was going to be.
I liked the story. Obviously, it's Joker, so it's kind of hard not to. It was a little bit wordy again. I don't know. But I liked it. I was not against it at all. I liked it.
I actually conflated this story with the first part of the next story.
Yes. Oh, did you?
Yeah, that's why I was kind of like, with this one. But as I'm reading it, I'm like, oh, this is a completely different story.
I like this.
Yeah,
one.
And I actually thought that the same one you were talking about, Airwave.
Oh, you thought it was the other one too?
Yeah, for some reason I thought that happened in here, and it doesn't.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Yeah. Anyway,
so
we had some appearances in this one. We had Batman, Robin, the Joker, James Gordon, and then the locations were Gotham City and Wayne Manor, and the vehicles were the Batmobile. It does not mention the Bat Signal.
Well, I'm on the mine on the DC database. It does say the Bat Signal first appearance.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
I also got the Bat Rope apparently was used.
Sometimes they put the Batman Rope, the Bat Rope in everything.
And Riding Hood was Robin. That doesn't count.
No, that doesn't count.
I don't know. I'm not sure. It looked like a Little Red Riding.
Little Red Robin Hood. That was who?
Robin Hood. And I saw Daredevil and
Napoleon.
Napoleon.
We didn't even get Joker dressed up as Napoleon.
No, we got Joker dressed up as a mailman, and that was it.
And that was a ripoff. That was a fake cover spread in the beginning.
You forgot about Little Paleface and Heat Big Indian.
I think we're done with this one. I think we ran out of steam.
Yes.
Oh, so you want to hear a joke? Why did Batman punch a mailman?
Because his name was Chris.
Because he said he had a small package. Come on, that's a...
TJ here from Comics and Us, just here to plug the social media. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is @EveryTNUs because someone took everything and us, but the name of the Twitter page is Everything and Us Podcast, and then the handle is @EveryTNUs. You can also check us out on Instagram, which is also Everything and Us. These all encapsulate all the podcasts that I do, but you're going to find all your updates for Comics and Us, Anime and Us, so forth and so forth. You can also contact us right now at everythinginuspodcasts@gmail.com. Still working on the website. And until then, that's where you can get a hold of us. That's all. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.